Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He is the Savior. He is God that was manifest in the flesh, and the Bible says that He is that Word that became flesh and dwelt among men. John 1, verse 14. The proof is absolutely clear that Jesus is the Son of God, and we've looked at that proof. We've examined that evidence. And the Bible shows us that the evidence is clear that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He is deity. But at the same time, there are still many people who reject that evidence. There are many people that don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And so in this particular series of lessons, we've been looking at some of those false views. We've looked at the idea that Jesus was just a man, just an ordinary human being. We've looked at the idea that Jesus is an angel. We've looked at the idea that Jesus was merely a prophet. And we found that all of those views of Jesus are wrong. They're false. Because Jesus was much more, and He is much more. He is deity. Now today we come to another mistaken idea about Jesus. And this is an old idea that goes back to New Testament times. And we're going to be looking today at the book of 1 John and 2 John as we examine this old heresy. It is what is called the Antichrist belief. And we find that written about in 1 John and in 2 John. So let me ask you to turn in your Bible to 1 John, and we'll look at all the passages in the Bible where you find the word Antichrist or Antichrists, plural. You only see that word in your Bible in the book of 1 John and 2 John. Now that may surprise some people who have never thought about that or who have never looked into it. There are many people that think that the word Antichrist is a word that you see in the book of Revelation, but it's not there. If you read the book of Revelation, all 22 chapters, you will never see the word Antichrist. And yet most people, when they think of the word Antichrist, immediately go to, in their mind, the book of Revelation. But it's not there. What we find is the Bible tells us what an Antichrist was, who an Antichrist is in the Scriptures, and it tells us that there were many Antichrists in the first century. So what we're going to do today is look at what this doctrine was. It was a false doctrine about Jesus and about His nature. And then as we look at all these verses, what we're going to do is to compare what the Bible says about this subject to what people today say about it. We're going to compare what the Bible says and how the Bible uses the word Antichrist with how people use that word today. And there's a vast degree of difference between those two usages. So let's start first of all. If you're looking at your Bible in the book of 1 John, let's begin reading in 1 John chapter 1, verse 18. 1 John chapter 1, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So let's look at several lessons that we learn from this passage. First of all, he talks about the last time. He uses that expression twice in this one verse. Now let me ask you a question about those words, the last time, or the last days, because both of those are just two different ways of saying the same thing. When you hear people talking about the last time or the last days, what do they usually have in mind? They're usually talking about what they consider to be the last few years before Jesus returns. The last few years, or perhaps even the last few months before the end of time. And yet, let me ask you this. How does the Bible talk about this expression? How does the Bible talk about the last time in this verse? You see, John was writing this almost 2,000 years ago. And what does he say? He said it is the last time. He doesn't say that the last time is coming. He didn't say that the last time will be or will come. He said when he wrote this almost 2,000 years ago that it was the last time then. Now, some people look at that and say, well, John was mistaken. He thought that the end of time was near, but it wasn't. Well, John was inspired of God, and John didn't make a mistake about that. Some people evidently think that these apostles put their own mistaken ideas into the Bible, but folks, what we find is that the Holy Spirit was guiding them. The Holy Spirit was superintending what they wrote, and the Holy Spirit did not put anything false in there about this subject of the end of time. So what we find then is that the last time here and the expression the last days, both of those expressions refer to the last age, the last dispensation. And what that means is the Christian age, which began on Pentecost Day of Acts 2 and will extend all the way until Jesus comes again. It's not the last few days or months or even years before the end of time. It's a period of time, and that's what we call a dispensation. Now notice that he said, you have heard. In other words, they had heard warnings. They had been given teaching already about Antichrist. And he said, you have heard that Antichrist shall come. And notice that we don't need to put a period there. We need to keep reading. He said, even now are there many Antichrists. So he talks about Antichrist plural, not just one Antichrist. You see, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, does not talk about the Antichrist. If you're reading a New King James Version, I realize, I know that in the New King James Version, they use the expression the Antichrist and put a capital A. And I don't have time to go into this. I would love to send you some material on this, but there's no way that we can really explain this and go into all the proof for it. So what I'm going to do is to make a statement here, and then if you want proof of what I'm saying, if you want some further explanation, then feel free to let us know. That is not an accurate representation of what the original says. It doesn't say the Antichrist, and even the New King James Version, when they put that translation in there, that translation is not consistent as to why they put that translation in there. And again, I can send you some reading material on that if you'd like to look into it. But folks, what we find in this passage, whether you know anything about the original languages of the Bible or not, is that the passage itself shows that there wasn't just one Antichrist. Because it says in the last part that there were many Antichrist. So anytime that a preacher, anytime that a translation tries to make this say the Antichrist, and then it turns right around and talks about many Antichrist, well, you've got a conflict in that kind of translation or explanation itself. You're trying to make it say the Antichrist and then many Antichrist. Well, which one is it? Well, obviously, it's the latter. Many Antichrists. There were many in the first century. Now, what we want to do is to move on a little bit here to verse 22. Here the Bible says, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. So an Antichrist in the first century is one that denies that Jesus is the Christ. But John gives us even more information about this in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, look at verse 3. Here he writes, and every spirit, that is every person, that does not confess or confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. So according to 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, what was and what is in the Scriptures an Antichrist? An Antichrist is somebody that does not confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Now remember in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. This doctrine says that that did not happen, that deity did not take on the form of flesh and blood. So they deny that deity could be joined with a human body. They deny that Jesus had a physical body like you and I do. That was the Antichrist heresy. Now, let's go to the book of 2 John, because here we have this stated again. In the book of 2 John, verse 7, the Bible says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So if we just ask the simple question, and we're looking at the Bible as we ask this, what is or who is an antichrist? 2 John 7 tells us, an antichrist is a person who does not confess that Jesus is come in the flesh. Now that's it, folks. It's just as simple as that. And what has happened is this. People have taken this word, antichrist, and they have constructed this image of one man toward the end of time that is going to rise to power and terrorize the world. I'm looking at a few sources here that define this word antichrist from a premillennial point of view. One of them says that the antichrist is the final world ruler who opposes God and his Christ, particularly in relation to his deity, oppresses God's elect, especially the Jewish people, and seeks to usurp the place of divine worship through desecration of the holy, that is especially Jerusalem and its temple. So this source, which is a dictionary of premillennial thinking, says that the Antichrist is this one world ruler toward the end of time. And I want you to notice that it says that this one world ruler is going to especially oppose the deity of Jesus Christ. Well, in the Bible, what we find in these verses that we've looked at, and I urge you to go back and look at these again, I urge you to look at them right now. What we find in these scriptures is that these people denied his physical side. It doesn't say that they denied his deity, they denied that he had a body of flesh and blood. Now, that's the particular false doctrine that John is writing against in 1 John and in 2 John. Somebody says, well, where did all this thinking come from then? That there's going to be one person, the Antichrist, toward the end of time to fulfill Bible prophecy. Well, it came from men. Taking something that is in the Bible, taking, in this case, a word that is in the Bible, and building it into something that is other than what we read in the Bible. If we follow the Bible, then we're going to teach nothing more and nothing less than what the Bible says about this word Antichrist in the book of 1 John and in the book of 2 John. Jesus was God, Jesus was man, and any doctrine that denies either one of these or both of these is a false doctrine about Jesus.